The Cleveland Browns are taking over the air for their first ever Radiothon starting September 9th. They'll be accepting bids for one-of-a-kind experiences you can only get from the Cleveland Browns. All proceeds go to the Cleveland Browns Foundation. Online bidding is open now on clevelandbrowns.com.
I'll start it off. It's just, this is an exciting time for us. I mean, this is a lot of time we've put in to come down to this week. And when I got hired, I just talked about, you know, just being back in the AFC North and what that meant. And we were excited when the schedule came out. I know people say, hey, be careful what you ask for, but I don't think there's any better test to kind of see where we are as a team, as a program, than to go down and play at Heinz Field. So it's a challenge that we're looking forward to. I have a great deal of respect for Mike Tomlin and his staff. I know those guys will be well prepared. It's going to be a big challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it. It'll be special. I've been in that stadium a bunch, and probably haven't had the result that I wanted most of the time. I've been a part of some wins there, and there's nothing like going there and competing. I think Pittsburgh's a great football town. Like I said, I lived there, was part of it for a while, whether it was for the college or especially for the Steelers. And I just see the passion, the loyalty. It reminds me a lot of our fan base as well. I mean, it's a crowd when they get behind the team and they're rocking and rolling. It makes it very, very difficult on a visitor. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm excited, but just can't be a part of it. That I think a big part of coaching is getting those nerves to settle down and just settle into the game and stay focused, and then just kind of, hey, whatever happens, happens. Hopefully the only thing I throw is a challenge flag if need be. I try to stay reasonably calm during games. I can't promise that. Going back to you know, when I was a high school coach, I didn't probably have as good a control on my emotions as I wanted to, and I blame my dad. I tell him I learned from the best. But I think the players will reflect just kind of the personality of their leadership, and we want our guys to be focused and intense and competitive, I think it's tough when a coach kind of loses his mind a little bit that it's hard to tell the players, hey, keep it together. But at the same time, if something happens that I felt that, you know, if one of our players is put at risk, then I'll respond accordingly. I do. I just think you cannot be an NFL coach and not believe that. I think it's important that you're confident, that you're confident through your preparation, and I don't think any NFL coach would have gotten to where he is without having that belief that, hey, we can put together. I mean, there's a reason any given Sunday is a cliche, because I believe it's true. I've been in the league long enough to know that any team can beat any other team when the plan is right, the circumstances are right, and for whatever it is, that fine line between winning and losing, your team does the right things to put you on the right side of it. So I would never sit up here and say I don't think we can compete in this division. I mean, that's the way the NFL is built. It is a win now business, and I truly believe that. It's not pretty. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When I put it up on the slide to kind of talk our young guys through, the guys that don't know the history, I put rivalry and I put question mark. I said from the Steelers standpoint, it's not much of a rivalry. When you look at one win at Heinz Field in 14 tries, you know, two wins in the last 7 years, you know, five wins in the last 36 times against them. I mean, it's brutal when you truly look at it. But that's something that's a big part of our prep, is understanding that has nothing to do with us. That has nothing to do with this game. That has nothing to do with us moving forward. That was our message back in the spring when we said, hey, recognize the history, but break off the rearview mirror. And this is just another way to prove that. I think it's important that we understand that the rivalry is important, but at the same time, we got to find ways to get it flipped. If you go back a long time ago, the numbers probably were the other direction. But in recent history, it hasn't been close. And that's something why I said we'll find out where we stand and see how much ground we've made up on the division, and particularly on Pittsburgh when we go down there Sunday. He's a guy that the play's never over, and I think that's important. We would always tell our guys that the play begins when he makes the first guy miss. And he just has that uncanny ability, and it's one of the reasons he's one of the league's elite quarterbacks. That he just physically, guys have a hard time bringing him down. And even just how many throws has he made with guys just hanging on him? It's important that the guys on the back end understand that just covering the conventional route, the play's not over. Then a lot of times it'll turn into essentially street ball, where he gets out of the pocket and guys break off routes. And I think they're the best in the league at it. So it's something that I think early on in his career he did a lot of that. But he's become more of a true pocket passer. He doesn't have to extend plays as much just because of he knows the read. He'll take what the defense gives him, but he still has that ability when things break down to get out and make some plays. We went through it last year in Buffalo. We were playing him pretty tough. And then in the second quarter was one where he was going down, just kind of flipped it sideways to the running back who was in pass protection. Next thing you know, it was a 30-yard gain, led to a touchdown. So those are the types of things you have to try to limit. I don't know if you can stop him, but you have to have that awareness of his ability to extend the play.